Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It is that time. Stardate 01092022. Captain Fogg. It's Free Talk Live. The telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. The phones are open because, well, we are a live call-in radio talk program where you can call in, talk about whatever is on your mind, take control. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass, soon to be Ambassador. And Rich, joining me,
Richie Rich.
And Mark,
returned
from...
We're not worthy. Who let you in?
He still has the code to the lock.
The thing is that Ian's confinement rules changed. So he asked whether or not I could come to the house here where the studio's done, the show's done in the studio, and the probation officer said sure.
So we permission had to be asked of the state to allow you to sit down at this table with us tonight.
Yeah, the
now
interesting
he's
thing
is going to get served all the subpoenas that he's been avoiding for months.
Yeah, they don't seem to want me at all.
Good.
Yeah, I mean they've had every opportunity. I've come in and out of the best place to get served a subpoena, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't know this, is when you travel into the country, there's a list of people who are on the plane. There's some term.
Yeah.
Anyway, that list of people goes right to the FBI, and if there's a flagged name...
Manifest,
that's it, exactly right. And, if there's a flagged name, they gotcha. Coming into the country, I had a situation where I was coming in from Honduras to Miami, and I think this was maybe June, and they called my name on the plane, and I'm like, oh, God.
while you were sitting on the plane?
Yeah, I got to leave first.
That's cool.
Yeah.
There's some guys that need to talk to you.
Right. They didn't say that. They're just like, Mark Edgington, could you come down here? Come on, and then everybody else can get up after that. And so they did, so I was just the vanguard. People standing right behind me while I'm getting served.
He was doing a royal wave as you walked down the aisle.
No, they served me right there as I walked out of the door of the plane. Because that's it. That's the bottleneck, but anyway, I, hired an attorney and I didn't have to go and do anything for that subpoena. But regardless, it was embarrassing. They didn't want to hear anything about some of the complaints I had.
Okay.
They're like, we're not investigating that today.
Thank you to Free State New Hampshire in one of our chat rooms for giving us the word that we were searching for, manifest. So, shout out for the assistance there. Sometimes, we are human, sometimes our brains don't work as well as we want them to when trying to conjure up verbose vernacular.
Speaking of which, I've been taking magnetic e-resonance therapy for what I'm calling brain damage from COVID.
Okay, wow, so many questions. Magnetic e-resonance
therapy. Let's start with the...
Is that Chuck E. Cheese's cousin? Or perhaps Rich E. Rich's uncle?
Also known as voodoo.
When you do... Maybe. I'm going to say no, it's not.
Is this where you got to, play around in, a ball pit of magnets or something?
They spin magnets around and electromagnets around on your forehead, essentially.
Okay.
But
I had a buddy that had the banged it in the shoe thing, and he was like, so watch this, bro. And he'd, stand me and, push me without the magnets, and I'd fall over because I wouldn't see it coming. And then he'd put me on the magnet insoles, and then he would push me lighter, and I'm ready for it. So I wouldn't fall. And he's like, see, Magnets improve your balance.
So the question I have...
I wouldn't be able to speak to that.
Okay. The question I have for Mark is it helping?
Yes, the answer...
Because like, I'm a big proponent. Like, you know, some people will be like, oh, it's voodoo. And
it may very well be, but those people probably should take a look at the peer-reviewed studies on it first.
Yeah, I am a fan of whatever helps you, right? Because some things work for some people. Some things don't work for some people. And this is true in the, we'll call it the overt medical industry. Mm-hmm. You know, some treatments will work for some people, but not others. So whatever helps you as an individual, right? It gets back to individualism, right? Whatever helps you, I'm a big fan of.
As I understand it from talking to the doctor, is that it doesn't help very few people. It takes some time. Like, so you get the therapy, and then like 6 months later, everything's sort of truly working. And it's not the cheapest thing. It's $12,000.
Oh, Jesus.
My favorite thing about the planet is my mind.
Rare earth magnets at Home Depot for $5.
They're not. Oh. It's not magnets. They have rare earth magnets at Home Depot?
I don't know.
Magnets? How do they work?
Yes. I mean, it had something to do with magnetism. I don't know anything more than that.
That was magnetism without the magnets. All right.
It's not. Science. It's electromagnets.
Oh, okay.
They add electricity to it.
Are you going to become Magneto?
Spin them.
You have the face to be Magneto, I guess.
Magneto's a mutant. He was born that way.
Right, I know, but like.
Spider-Man was bit by a radioactive spider and got the spider's powers, so he's a mutate.
Right, but you could still become Magneto via your magnetic, what is it,
Magnetic E-resonance therapy.
Magnetic E-resonance therapy.
MERT, if you want to look it up.
MERT.
MERT. By the way, that is a common name in Turkey. I found that out when you look up
MERT.
MERT. you get a lot of guys from Turkey's name.
Poor guy has to hear a chick moan that.
MERT. Yeah, so welcome back, Mark.
Thank you.
I don't think we've actually said those words here on the air.
I love being back. I'm so delighted to be on the air.
Yeah, we're happy to have you, although we have to apologize to all of the thirsty watchers on our video
streams. Have you looked at me? I'm gorgeous.
Who were expecting Nikki?
Who were expecting somebody different.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, it's an entirely different character to the face. Yeah.
So, but other than that, of course, you know, happy to have you here. And it feels like it's been a long time since you sat in the chair.
It's probably been 6 months.
Yeah, I guess.
I didn't have any reason to come back.
Yeah.
You know, like, what would be the point of coming to New Hampshire when I can't be on the show?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
It also feels like not much changed, right? Like, he sits down, he's in the chair, we do the show.
Well, I mean, he's only been doing it for 20. A couple of decades.
Understood.
So,
but it's like that thing when you get together with an old friend, everything just falls right back into place for a short period of time that you're together.
Yeah.
And you go your separate ways again.
Yeah, it's a good it's a good feeling.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I still, and you can't wait for the eventual OG reunification of the founders.
Yes, I can't wait. You know, I'm just going to go ahead and say this. I miss my friend. I had no idea, because I mean, people listen, long-time listeners of the show would have felt the animosity between Ian and I. Yes. There's certainly tension. It probably has something to do with my own pugnaciousness and his, too. And, you know, basically the show is... it's a documentary of a space alien seeing how, you know, dealing with Earthlings. And
wait, which one of you is the Earthling?
Clearly I am. All of us, we are all Earthlings. Ian is just trying to figure out, you know, humans and how they work.
It's like Mark and Mindy.
Mark and Mindy.
That's hilarious.
But anyway, I do. I really, really can't wait for the day that I can give my friend a hug. I miss him.
Yeah. And I'm sure our listeners would really, really rally around, you know, a reunification of the founders.
I'd like to talk to my listeners here. We have had double the downloads in the last 3 or 4 months.
Well, it's because I'm here now.
You've been here all along. I think it's Nikki. No, I have no idea what it is.
No, it's probably Nikki and Bonnie. And yeah,
I have no idea, but our downloads have doubled. There's half of the people listening to this podcast.
Or Lord forbid, people are actually taking an interest in freedom and independence and peaceful, you know, interactions, voluntary contracts with other people. And, you know,
look, if we got Parade, Nikki, and Bonnie out there to get people interested in freedom and liberty, I'd say do it.
I'm with you. I don't know that so when I listen to podcasts, and I have listened to quite a few, many of them focus on the informational. Obviously, Free Talk Live is a radio program, too, and sort of started out that way, but I was talking about the downloads and the podcast listeners. And Free Talk Live doesn't provide that. What it provides is basically on-demand listening of a radio program, so it's much more sort of meandering in its delivery, sort of reality TV, reality radio in the sense that we, you know, real people talking about real stuff that are going on, talking about the news. I don't know that we are an instructional course on liberty. We can give you the basics, but you can probably get that pretty fast on some other show.
603-283-6160. Ask Mark Edge anything.
That you could do that.
More Free Talk Live is on the way.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
everybody, thank you for tuning in to the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. The telephone number in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain,
Rich,
and Mark.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this important and world-changing information. If you're already a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com and get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news all on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit bitcoin.com.
And many people out there listening know something about Bitcoin. And if they're like me, they're getting asked, oh, can you explain Bitcoin to me? And then you try to do that. And what I would recommend, if you know something about Bitcoin, and not that you need the course, but go to Bitcoin.com, and I think it's Get Started, and there's some videos there. Mm-hmm. Watch the videos, not to educate yourself, but to see, because there's the first video is 2 minutes long.
Right.
It's not like you're dedicating a lot of time. You just go to Bitcoin.com and get started, and there it is. You can then decide whether or not the next time somebody asks you that question, maybe you just want to go to Bitcoin.com, get started, and show them that video.
Right.
So that somebody who's, you know, put the time in, rather than being put on the spot, can you explain Bitcoin to me? Yeah, it's a lot easier if you just have a video to show them and made by an expert.
Well, and I've, even online on social media, when people have gone to, you know, say one of these videos, the reaction I get, I won't say frequently, but frequently enough for me to mention it, is, okay, I watched the one video, now I got 1,000 questions. Well, watch the second video. Right? Generally my reaction. It's like, yes, that's good, you've learned something, and now of course you have a bunch more questions, so you're inspired to learn about it. Go and, you know, repeat the process that you just went through to learn the one thing,
yes,
and inspired you to have questions. I don't understand why folks can't seem to do that, but it is an indictment against the public education system, of course.
Reminds me of the Babylon Bee headline, you know, wife doesn't know that all her questions will be answered if she just finishes watching the movie.
Right, that's...
Yeah. Well, and that's a key sort of a deflection when folks who give presentations, particularly in the corporate environment, I've had to give these presentations, when folks pipe up and ask questions during the presentation, you know, generally they go, we'll have a Q&A session at the end of the thing, and your question may even be answered during the presentation.
Right.
And that usually shuts people up long enough for you to finish your presentation.
Hold your questions to the end.
Yeah.
The difference, though, Richie, is that, you know, some people are verbal and more verbal than others, right? So if you're sitting there and wondering, I wonder what happens next in the movie, you're just giving voice to the sort of tension that's going on. Whereas what Captain's talking about is an abdication of critical thinking. So what public school, the biggest crime... And frankly, I went to private school, and it was really not much better, if at all.
Yeah.
The biggest crime of school is that it creates a time and a place for learning. And that's not how this species evolved.
Right.
You should be learning all the time.
Right.
And school is just middle-class welfare babysitting day prison for working for the children of working parents.
Mm-hmm.
That's what school is. And if you think of it as anything else, then that's when the abdication occurs. So what people expect when it comes to education is you, Captain, have set yourself up as the teacher of Bitcoin by going and posting online, hey, look at this video. And they're like, well, how come you haven't extended the course? Because I'm not paid to do this.
Right.
You are responsible for your learning in life. You are.
Yes.
And critical thinking is the best way to do that. But, you know, I mean, like, these are the two things that you just don't get.
Yep.
You have been taught your whole life to abdicate.
Yep.
I mean, look at the bumper sticker. If you can read, thank a teacher. Teacher didn't teach me how to read.
You know what motivates human beings to learn? Curiosity. right? And if you look at even like charter schools, who fare way better than public schools, they develop at least part of their curriculum to be what's called self-learning or self-directed learning, something along those lines.
Schools do it differently, yeah.
Yeah, but like a child shows an interest in a thing, and so they go, well, where do you think this comes? They start asking the child questions.
That's the thing.
And so, like, the child's curiosity. Now, within all of these things, you're going to learn reading, writing, arithmetic. You know, you're going to learn a bunch of different subjects based on this thing that you have motivation to learn because you were attracted to a thing. Like, you know, a kid in a room picks up a guitar or something like that. Oh, you're interested in the guitar. Okay, well, there's math involved in music. There's history involved in music. There's all of the things that they supposedly teach you in school involved. But you just learn it based on your curiosity instead of based on rote, you know.
So curiosity is the starting point.
Yes.
You need to have, at some point or another, a kid needs to have been taught, well, how do I focus my curiosity on a topic in order to learn better? And I know there's teachers listening and retired teachers listening to me right now are like, but I did all that. And to you, I want to say thank you. But you would also agree that there are plenty of people with whom you worked that just read, that they were just regurgitating a textbook. And, you know, they're in there, they've got too good of a job to quit, they should have gone on and done something else in life, but the pension and the summers off were just too much for them. And that's one of the problems with offering better and better pay to teachers is the people that were born to teach aren't as interested, are still as interested in the job, but the people who should not be there behind the little podium, they're just enticed. You know, they're in that bureaucrat trap.
Yeah.
And I'm sure everybody's seen it so often, which is that, the benefits are just too good. I got dental, I got vision.
And there's a mythology, too, surrounding teachers that, you know, it's this this sort of fantasy that, oh, you're going to be shaping the minds of the young. It's
well, because they do. They absolutely do.
That is the
molding time when they can be shaped.
And that may be, you know, what draws people to the teaching profession as far as, like, public school teachers, that kind of a thing. But when they get into school and they start teaching these kids, they find out that it's not all this, like, mythological, you know, princess fairy tale kind of thing. That, like, dealing with kids can be a rough gig.
I also want to say, as an adult, I don't want to say abdication is bad, but sometimes it's okay to defer to an expert.
Oh, sure.
Like I don't have to learn everything about everything. I specialize, and then I pay other specialists to do the specialty thing for me.
I think that you need to be prepared to learn. That doesn't mean you need to learn everything.
Understood.
And so, you know, if only learning is great, if only to learn, I don't want to do this forever.
Right. But if people go like, hey, Captain, I look to you as the Bitcoin expert, that's the guy I'm going to ask about Bitcoin things.
603-283-6160. Coming up, we're going to talk about, well, all sorts of fun things, including
are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Saturday, there were just over 900,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the United States, with 2,615 people dying from the virus. This as President Biden continues to call this a pandemic of the unvaccinated. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky gives her reaction to that phrase.
You know, we do know that people who are vaccinated are still protected about 70% against infection, especially if they're boosted. So the people who are ending up in the hospital, the people who are ending up very sick with Omicron are the ones who are unvaccinated.
At least 19 people, including 9 children, were killed in a fire in a Bronx apartment building, the fire being described as one of the deadliest blazes in recent years. This is USA Radio News. After a horrific tragedy in November, students are set to head back to the classrooms.
Students will return to learning starting Monday, but it isn't going to happen inside the Oxford High School building in Michigan. School officials said it will be a very slow transition as parents and students continue to mourn. 4 students were killed and 7 others were injured in a shooting on November 30th. An alternate hybrid schedule will start January 10th and last until January 21st. In the meantime, Oxford High School students will be taking classes at both the middle school and another high school. From the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
At least 7 people are dead after a cliff collapsed on tourist boats at a Brazilian waterfall. Officials saying heavy rain may have loosened the large rocks that fell Saturday at the lake in southern Brazil. A video showing the deadly collapse has gone viral. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yes, come on and press the button appropriately.
Press the button if you're going to start talking,
so I can hear myself. And so you all can hear me, too. And listen to Free Talk Live. We are a live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever's on your mind.
Participate in Free Talk Live.
The intros are from a band called Rebel Inc.
Yes.
And they hold the copyrights.
Yes.
So whenever we put anything up on YouTube...
Mm-hmm.
It hears the song and then sends the revenue to Rebel Inc., which has always been a fine arrangement for us. You know, they're happy. They're getting a check.
Yep.
You know?
They're getting like 3 cents.
Whatever they're getting. Who has any idea what it is? And I don't think we have commercials in, but we have something. That, you know, they get some kind of revenue. Anyway, and... Yeah, it's really worked out. So thanks to Rebel Inc.
Yeah, if you enjoy the intro music, please do go check out Rebel Inc. They are online, and you can download their stuff, et cetera, and so on.
Yeah, we've
as a musician, I appreciate that you guys have some sort of an agreement with an actual band. You know, I don't know if they're actually, you know, putting out new stuff these days.
I don't know either.
I don't know that they're not. But I enjoy that instead of just like sort of paying some guys to produce something specifically for your show. You took something that existed already that was sort of within the theme of Free Talk Live and freedom and liberty and all that kind of thing. So I really like that that's where that music comes from.
At first we started out with, you know, Ian's sort of favorite long-haired devil music.
Yeah, I remember he used to rotate in like some Megadeth and, you know, other various heavy metal stuff.
Yeah.
Grip Inc.
Inc. And I don't know, some of a variety of them out there. I don't listen to that stuff.
I do, and I enjoyed that back in the day. But then when y'all started doing the Rebel Inc. stuff,
then we had a consultant who came in who said you should have only mild music, so that way it doesn't detract from what you're talking about. And I don't. You pay the guy the money, so you tend to do what he says.
Yeah.
But I think it was a bad advice, generally. I mean, you know, God love him, but I just don't think it was good advice for the show. So we have the mild music that we had as our extra music. So when we're going out, you'll hear this very, you know, subtle stuff that's really just a cue to us to that, you know, the break's coming and, you know, that kind of thing. Whereas the intro, what is the reason not to have the strong, powerful music on the way in? So after maybe a year of having the mild music on the intro and the listeners complaining and all that stuff, we said, oh, you know, maybe we'll talk to one of these libertarian bands out there. And Ian contacted the guys from Rebel Inc. and what? There we are.
So well,
and
I know
attention grabbing.
I know that they y'all had them or they came. I don't know how it happened, but they appeared at a Pork Fest as well. So, yeah. Like, anybody who was familiar with Free Talk Live being, like, the number one promoter of Pork Fest, if you as far as radio goes, media, yeah, and all that kind of stuff, who have heard that music would go to Pork Fest and then immediately recognize it when they start playing it. I think that is also very cool.
Yeah.
I had something similar with, I used to have the Kick-Ass podcast before I moved out here, and there's a punk rock band. These guys are a little bit older than you and I, Mark. But
yeah, punk rockers tend to be a little bit older than us. So they actually play
bands. They're out of Orange County. They're freedom oriented, and even still to this day, like all of
them,
they're called 390. Okay. You can find, I think it's 390band.com. They wrote a song that just happened to come across my feed called "I Hate the Government," and as soon as I heard it, and it's a very catchy tune as well.
Yeah.
It's got crunchy guitars that I like, but it's not like off-putting music like some of the heavy metal can be. It doesn't have like the death metal vocals and, you know, that kind of thing. It's a very heavy on the melody. Anyway, I used that for my intro and outro music for the Kick-Ass podcast as soon as I heard it, and I became friends with the guys, and they actually they put out a new disc just last year. So if you like punk rock, go check out 390.com as well.
If we're doing libertarian music,
make sure you get the URL right, man.
390band.com. Okay.
If we're talking about libertarian music, of course, yeah, got to mention Rush, Objectivists, and one song that I really enjoy, like I have it on a playlist, and every once in a while it shows up, and I get to listen to it, is it's country song, My Country, My Ass, and it is totally worth a listen. It's got something to excite and piss off everybody. It's just a great, great song. You know, if you listen to that after you listen to, you know, some patriotic song, it'll really twist you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I really enjoy it.
Patriotic music? Freedom-oriented music? Not necessarily patriotic, but
I listen to talk radio and podcasts, man.
Yeah.
There was a time when I just had heard Crazy Train enough times on the radio that I just ended up, like, I can't listen to this stuff anymore.
I will say this. I do like metal where I can understand the lyrics.
Yes.
So I tend to gravitate toward, like, 80s hair metal. Like, that's my jam. 90s rap. If I don't want to listen to lyrics, dubstep.
Yeah.
That's about my rotation.
I'm
all country.
I got turned a long time ago to soft rock, easy listening, kind of, you know, just the adult standards kind of, you know,
sure.
Soft AC.
I've been listening recently, and I'm with you on the lyrics part. Like, I enjoy the heck out of heavy metal, particularly thrash metal, right, or speed metal, as it were called. There's other genres of metal, too, that, like, it used to be, like, bands would put together an album, and one song would be really fast, and one song would be sort of, you know, slow and gloomy,
yeah,
and, like,
you
and now each of those songs
have
become a metal genre.
Yeah.
now. So, like, when I was growing up, it was just metal. But now there's all these subgenres. And
except there's no albums anymore.
That's true. That's true. But I'm with you on the lyrics part, and I also hate bad lyrics. Right? Okay. I don't like a song that is like, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby, hey, baby. Okay. Hey, baby, hey, baby. It's like, don't repeat the same three words for, and that's all the, like, if you go look up the lyrics online, and it's just the same, like, half a sentence repeated 700 times. I'm like, no. So what I'm doing now is I'm listening to music without any lyrics at all. I'm listening to a bunch of, like, I guess it's jazz, but, like, jazz has apparently changed where it's more like funk. Right, I get a funk influence in there. Bands like Snarky Puppy, bands like Lettuce. They're actually a Northeast band. They are funk-based, but they have a big horn section.
Well, I like horns. Anybody that gives a trumpet player a job is a hero, as far as I'm concerned.
So that's kind of like, I mean, I still listen to metal, but like when I'm not listening to metal, I'm listening to funk-based, you know, jazz fusion, I guess is what it's called. So.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, so we should talk about some things.
Before we go on, one more thing. I've read that songs now have far fewer lyrics, meaning that they repeat the same lyric over and over again. And when you said that, the first thing that came to mind for me was a relatively new song, new by my standard, I'm 51, called Gucci Gang. The guy just repeats the word Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang.
Oh, fun.
And just, I mean, it's catchy.
Well, look at the audience they're playing to, man.
Well, what do you mean? Is this a Kids Today kind of thing?
Yep, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, tell me what it is about Kids Today, then.
They don't have good taste in music.
Okay. Well, that's been true forever.
Understood. But here's the thing. As my musical tastes, I guess, develop as I've gotten older, I've also appreciated my parents' music more. Mm. Right? Like, they were right to an extent, and yet music today, again, for whatever reason, the dumbed down lyrics, right, the repetitive lyrics, the lack of inspiration in the beats, right, the melodies, it all sounds the same, and it doesn't matter who the artist is anymore. And I don't think you can say that for my generation and prior. Like, there was distinct differences in the pop music and the brand at the time.
So I feel like if you take the top three songs of every year,
okay.
Back as far as you want to go, you're going to be pretty happy with what you're listening to as far as music goes. I mean, you're really just taking the cream off at that point.
I don't know if I like some the cream songs today.
I'm not listening to much of it. I'm not taking my own advice because I don't listen to music much at all. If I'm going to turn on audio, it's going to be a podcast or an audiobook or something like that.
You guys are informational junkies, and I love that about you. I have music on just sort of as background stuff, like for motivation while I'm doing things. Keep me going. Because if I don't
music for a living, I mean.
Well, I did, yeah. That's great.
And for money, how's that?
Yeah. I guess professionally, if you make a dollar, you're a professional, right?
Yep.
I still get royalty checks.
I play City Limits.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-616.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Well, the show is live. We do talking, that's what we do, and, well, it's free for you to listen, so what do you call a show like that, Mark?
You call it Free Talk Live.
What a good idea.
And, by the way, when we say live, the last I checked, now my information may be a little dated here, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm certainly working full time to keep Free Talk Live coming to you, however I haven't been on the air for some time, but the last I checked, there are 6 live hours of talk content in the nation delivered during our time frame. So 3 of these. So Free Talk Live's on Saturdays and Sundays.
7 to 10.
7 to 10, Saturday and Sunday. So on the weekend specifically. So that's 6 hours.
Okay.
In that 6 hours, 3 of those hours, last I checked, were completely no competition. There's nobody else live in 3 of the 6 hours that we're on the weekend.
Whoa.
And the other guys, I can't remember their names off the top of my head.
Yeah, that's
but,
fine. We don't need to give them any free press.
Yeah, and that's the reason I've thought of one of them.
Gotcha.
Nice man. You know, I generally end up at the same table with him at lunch at the Talkers Newbie
Seminar. The convention, yeah.
He's, you know, I mean, I'm fond of him or anything. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and diss anybody.
Sure, yeah, you shouldn't.
Oh,
course.
By the way, Sean Hannity, very nice man. He's a very nice man.
Never met him.
Yeah,
that's the character he plays on TV and on the radio.
He is adamant about his beliefs, but somebody can be adamant and still nice. And you know, I got to say, you know, the last time that I was at the convention, it's been a couple of years now. And he says, "Hey, Mark, good to see you again." You know, and he called my name. Wow, I was just like, that really felt good. Here's the number one talk show in the nation at the time. He was 2,
yeah.
But now he's number one. Number one talk show host in the nation. yeah, knows my name. Of course, I'm on the same page as he is, being number 25. But
you're kind of a memorable dude, too, so, you know.
Still impressive.
Going on. Which, by the way, we should mention that I'm your host tonight, the captain, and...
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
Also here.
Mark and, Edge, yep.
Speaking of nice things, we're giving funds... We're raising funds for Give Directly, the first nonprofit that allows you to give money directly to people living in extreme poverty. They locate recipients in need and use mobile money to send them cash, no strings attached. In the past decade, they've delivered $400 million to over 1 million people. Research shows that giving cash to people living in poverty can help drive a range of important positive changes that in their lives, like employment, nutrition, health, and education. Additionally, cash allows individuals to invest in what they need instead of relying on aid organizations and donors who are thousands of miles away to choose for them.
Yeah, what happens is that people, for all their goodwill, want to put a well in a place where they need mosquito nets.
Yeah.
They want to send mosquito nets in a place where they need to have some bunnies.
Yeah.
Rabbits and chickens, by the way, are the best, most efficient food sources as far as protein delivery goes. And then, of course, the places that have chickens and rabbits, they need a well. And there's no way for us to know these things.
Right.
And it feels like to me, because the Shire Free Church is matching the funds that go in here.
Indeed.
Yeah, at a 1-to-1 ratio. So everything you deliver, you donate by the end of the month to January. I got it extended till the end of January.
Yeah.
So please, if you've thought about doing this, I will throw a dollar in for every dollar you throw in.
Up to $30,000.
We're nowhere near it, ladies and gentlemen. So we'd love to have you go and donate funds. I think everybody's waiting for somebody else to do it, and we're waiting on you.
Give.freetalklive.com. Give.freetalklive.com. I have taken, normally, there's some charities from back out west that I would give to on an annual basis. I've redirected that money because that's not going on. It didn't go on last year because of COVID. It didn't go on this year because of COVID. So I had some charity money left over. I've redirected that to this particular cause.
Yeah, what they find is that there's different levels of efficiency, but married women are the best people to give money to because they're almost always going to use it on the household.
Right.
It's not going to be cigarettes and booze.
Well, and we've even heard, we've covered stories here on Free Talk Live about places where they can't even deliver food. Like, the food is shipped, and it gets to where it's destined to go, but it runs into some sort of roadblock where it doesn't actually reach the people.
Like a warlord?
Yeah, it sits, and, it either rots or it goes to the wrong people or, that kind of thing. Whereas if you just gave the people who needed the thing some money, they could go buy it themselves.
Or the government warehouse full of water for hurricane victims.
Right. Right. Or they send medical supplies where they need food, or food where they need medical supplies.
We were very specific that we did not want a charity in the United States, and some of the problems you're talking about there are not warlords, but just inefficiencies and deliveries,
red tape, and all that
stuff. Whereas in this case, it's two counties in in Kenya that we're working with in order to just help. And one of the things they want to do is they want to be able to give money to pretty much every household. And that way, there's no any animosity towards the households that got it versus the ones that didn't and that sort of thing. So these are just, very rural places. And the money helps the marketplace allocate resources to those areas.
Yeah. Sounds like it's pretty well settled.
And what's the address one more time?
Give.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, give.freetalklive.com. One last thing I want to say about Give Directly.
Mm-hmm.
These people do not play the game where... there's this game out there, right? We say we match funds.
Right.
But really, they already gave the money, and we haven't. We have not given the money yet. Give Directly said, we will not do a matching program with you unless it is genuine. So, they don't play those games. And in order for those people to get that, that extra $15,000... No, I guess it's $30,000.
It would be
the extra $30,000. The additional $30,000. We need to raise $30,000.
Right.
And that's it. So it's give.freetalklive.com, please.
Sounds like it's pretty settled. Unlike the science. Is the science settled?
Yeah, science is settled.
Well, can't argue
on some things it is.
Well, is it though? Because the whole bit about science is that if new information comes to light, then it may cause you to reconsider what some might think is settled science.
You're just looking for an excuse to not get the vaccine.
Actually, I'm looking for a segue into this story from FEE.
Before we jump into that, I'd like to talk about plate tectonics.
Really?
You know what I? You know
yeah,
what
I do know. Yeah, it's the continents shifting. When like earthquakes and stuff occur, like one piece of the continent goes under the other and over the other, and this is how like mountains are formed and all that stuff.
You didn't learn that in school.
Actually, I did.
Not government school.
Yeah.
It was not even I'm sure you didn't.
No,
I think
sure
you,
I did.
I think I. Well, it would be a very unusual place.
I
want to
see all your class homework.
It was like ninth grade geography or something.
They didn't teach that stuff back then. It was still not settled science that plate tectonics even existed in the 80s. And you and I are the same age. You're 1 year my junior.
Okay, sure.
Or well,
so Florida school versus Wisconsin school?
It could be, but I think that he probably learned it someplace else and just presumed that
I distinctly remember.
Okay.
But, you know, go on.
Plate
tectonics, go.
There were accomplished geologists, people who had...
The science was not settled either way at that point.
The science wasn't even close to settled. This was a radical new theory in the 80s. And, just goes to show something that we accept as true now, plate tectonics, was pretty radical when I was in high school.
I may have had, one of these teachers who, well, I don't know, like followed stuff that was within his purview and like was on top of, whatever the new information was and was like, hey, this is a new thing that's going around. And that's, he taught it to us. I don't know.
You're not going to find this in your textbook, but you're going to learn about it today.
I listened to a book called The Brief History of the Universe. It's great. And listened to it on audiobook. And it goes into and explains plate tectonics. I didn't understand it entirely, and it was fascinating just to get.
I did have a very weird government school experience overall in, we'll just say, Wisconsin. I don't want to name the city. But, for example... one day in fourth grade or something, they had somebody come in, some lady nobody had ever seen before, the teacher introduced her, and gave everybody a piece of sketch paper and a sharpened number two pencil. Oh. And got before the class and said, okay, hey, I'm Miss So-and-so, I don't remember her name, and she just says, I want everybody to pick up your pencils and the piece of paper I gave you, and I want you to draw a monster. You're going to have a half hour to draw a monster. Just, whatever is in your head, whatever your imagination thinks a monster is, I want you to go ahead and draw a monster. And so, we did that. Everybody drew a monster. Now, I had already been sort of toying with sketching, and I drew this, like, six-armed cyclops, super muscle-bound, looked like something out of a demon out of a comic book or something. And, we could tell you more about that.
Yeah, I'm dying to know what the twist at the end of this is.
603-283-6160. Did you have a weird government school experience? More Free Talk Live coming up.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.